Blog Talk Radio.
Into the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Good afternoon, and God bless you to all of your our listeners. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time, sharing with you the good news and the gospel message. We want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com. global-gospel. We want you to join us this hour. For those of you that are on social media, we are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr. If you go to our Facebook page, our Tumblr page, or our Twitter page, there is a direct link to each episode, including this one. And all of our shows are archived, so please reach out to us on those social media platforms. We will be happy to accept your friend request. For those of you that would like to contact us, you can reach Global Gospel at P.O. Box 5331. That is Hempstead, New York, with the zip code is 11550. If you'd like to email us, you can email us globalgospel17@gmail.com. Please reach out to us if there was something that you would like to share with Global Gospel and our listeners. We do shout out all of our listeners around the world: New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, California, Illinois, Michigan. We thank God for you and you, those that are in Canada, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa. We thank God for you, and for you. We thank God for our sponsors today. We want to shout out MPT Enterprise, Marlon Townsend. We want to shout out Abyssinium. We want to shout out Third Lounge, Ryan Wilson, Nationwide, Black Family, Mediation Services, Lois Glenn Carter. We shout you out today. We say God bless you to all of you, and we pray for all of your ministries and businesses. Shout out to those others that are listed: the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Furman family, the Thompson family, the Cox family, the Brown family, Hernandez family, Latham family, Stevenson family, the Davis family, the Locke family, the Bowers family, the Cox family, the Allen family, the Watson family. To all of you that are listening, we shout out you, you, and you. To the Wiggins family, we shout out you as well. And certainly we want you to know that if you desire to call us here in studio, you can reach us at 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. And certainly we will open up the lines for you later in this hour. You can also leave us a comment on our Blog Talk radio page, and certainly we will shout you out as well. Thank God for all of you for tuning in. And certainly we want to share with you, for those of you that perhaps have tuned in to Global Gospel for the first time, our theme scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." And so for those of you that have tuned in for the first time, that is our theme scripture. And we're here to share the good news and glad tidings of Jesus Christ. We want you to know that Christ came, and certainly that Christ was here, and he still is here, and he still saves, he delivers, he sets free. The gospel is the good news. It is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek. It's for the rich, for the poor, for the black and white. The gospel is comprehensive. It speaks to every need: your physical need, your financial need, your housing need. The gospel is there for you, and we want you to trust and believe in Jesus Christ and know that in him
is your all in all, because it is in him that we live, move, and have our being. And so you don't have to kill yourself. You don't have to kill anyone else. But all you have to do is continue to trust and believe in the God of our salvation. So we thank you for joining us this hour. We have some information that we are going to share with you today, because you need to be enlightened. God's people should be enlightened and empowered. And certainly we believe in that. And so knowledge is power. And so we bring to you the good news, the word of God, and also the things that have to deal with this life as we pass through. So again, thank you for joining in. After we're going to take a break. And after we come back from that break, we will be sharing with our special guest for this Saturday afternoon. And certainly this next selection simply says sweeter. Take it back a little bit. Sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. And as I promised, we are back, and our special guest is in studio with us today. Special guest, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. I can't complain. Thank God for seeing another day.
Definitely. Thank God.
So, perhaps some of you didn't, in those few short seconds or moments, you didn't catch that voice. And this is the voice for all of our listeners that are listening around the world. Tell our listeners who you are.
My name is Natalie Townsend.
And where are you from, Natalie?
I'm from Hartford, Connecticut.
all the way from Connecticut. And so we thank you for sharing with us this Saturday afternoon. And so we know there's something, there's a song that is special and dear to you. And so we're going to listen to that at this time, and then we're going to come back and see what Natalie Townsend has to share with us on this Saturday afternoon. So we want all of you to stay tuned and be blessed. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. Take me to the King.
My heart is torn in pieces, it's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is I'm tired, options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pay what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart.
Townsend from Connecticut. Take me to the King. Why is that song so special and dear to you?
Oh my. Well, I've gone through a lot in my life, and I've always had to go back to God. And he's always brought me through every situation that I've been in. So it's only right that I love that song.
Very well said, and certainly we do go through, so many of us have gone through many things in life, but certainly that leads us on a path to our goals, our missions, our dreams, and to our ultimate destiny. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right, so I am 32. I'm a single parent of a daughter, and I'm very ambitious. I have a cake business that I actually named after my daughter. The business is called Nevaeh's Cake Creations. And my business is my passion. I am very passionate about a lot of things like music, art, my daughter. She's my everything. But she makes me who I am. She's very loving, caring, funny. She has all of my qualities.
Wow, okay. So, you have a daughter, single parent. So, did you just one morning wake up and say, okay, I'm going to bake a cake? How did this come about?
Well, honestly, I was about 8 years old when I realized that I love baking. I just wanted to try it out myself. I've always watched my mom. She used to bake a lot, so she used to bake me like Rice Krispie treats and cookies, and she baked cakes, and I always loved being in the kitchen when she was there. So one day I just picked up her old Betty Crocker cookbook, and I found a vanilla cake recipe, and I just followed along. It wasn't the best cake, and it wasn't the best tasting cake either. But from that day, I knew that that's what I wanted to do.
Awesome. So from 8 years old, that's very young, and certainly you knew at a very young age that you had purpose and potential, and there's something that you wanted to do and fulfill. And so moving forward, you become an entrepreneur, of course. Was that something in your plan? Because, you know, working for yourself takes a great deal of faith and tenacity and strength. How did you get there?
I've actually always wanted to own my own business. Before I really got into the cake, I actually wanted to be a lawyer, and I wanted to have my own firm. I've always wanted to be my own boss, and see my dad, who he has his own auto body shop. I just kind of followed in his footsteps. It seemed like the best idea. I don't really like to take direction from people. So I guess being my
me
own
either.
Boss would make it better. So I just always knew that I wanted my own business. I just wanted my own.
Okay. So that was the invention of Nevaeh's Cake Creations, correct?
Yes. I actually established it back in about 2012 when I started to go to school for baking. And I knew that I could bake, but I just wanted to learn a little more. I wanted to learn the different techniques and styles of baking. And so that's what I did. I graduated in 2013, and that's when I was really serious about it. I actually stopped for a little while, but I said, you know what, I went to school for this, and I paid the money, and I need to do this because it's not only for me, but it's for my daughter as well.
So that's awesome. You are referring to something called generational wealth. And so many times we do not have that. And culturally speaking, we have not necessarily been taught to create and maintain generational wealth, because so many times, a lot of times we haven't had anything to work with. And when we do get something to work with, it's either taken away or lost. And so that is very good business mind, and as well as thinking about family, a good idea that we do create something for the next generation.
Yes.
So, so what are some of your specialties?
So one cake that I get in order for a lot, is my strawberry shortcake. Since last summer, it's been like a big hit. Also my red velvet cake. I mostly do custom cakes for birthdays, weddings, baby showers, bachelorette parties. But my customers like the simplicity of the strawberry shortcake. And they like the taste, of course. But I would say my strawberry shortcake and my red velvet cake are my specialty.
Okay, awesome. So now, what is something that as you developed your recipes and began to market yourself,
what are some of the
lessons that you learned of overcoming obstacles or having faith or not giving up?
Well, for starters, I mean, success begins with failure. So you're not going to start any business and just succeed right when you start. So I've had some failed orders. I've had customers not like what they, got. But what I learned from that is just learning from my mistakes and moving on. The best thing you can do is learn from your mistakes and work on your craft and perfect it. So even though I am good at what I do, I will make a mistake. And so you just have to keep on pushing forward if that's what you really want to do.
Awesome. Keep pushing forward. And so now everyone's listening, and now their taste buds are wondering about this strawberry shortcake. They are wondering about this red velvet cake. And they want to know how they can get a slice. Or, no, they want to know how they can get the whole thing. The whole cake.
Well, there's two ways. So I do have a website. It's NeveahCakeCreations.com, and I'll spell that out. It's NeveahCake Creations, CreationS.com. They can go on my website, look around, and send me a message. So when they send me a message, that directly comes to my email, and I would respond. And go from there. I'm also on Facebook as Neveah's Cake Creations LLC, and I'm also on Instagram, and they can give me a call. My phone number is 860-995-9218.
Awesome. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. You know how to reach out for Neveah, to reach out to Natalie Townsend for Neveah's Cake Creations. And we know that the world is constantly changing, and people are starting to get back to somewhat normal again. So we know that you'll be having some events, and certainly we do want to support our local businesses. Can you tell us something? You know, a lot of people entrepreneurs have been challenged in this particular season. COVID season. How have you navigated through that?
Well, with positivity. I mean, you can't really get mad over something you can't control. So there have been weeks where I've had no orders, and there have been weeks where I've had about 7 orders. So it has kind of been an up and down, but you just have to keep pushing and keep advertising yourself. Keep pushing yourself, and the orders will come. So I've been trying to be as positive as I can.
Yes, positivity is always key in whatever we do. So ladies and gentlemen, our number in studio, 619-924-0800. And certainly while Natalie is here with us, we want you to give us a shout-out. She's taking time out of her busy schedule to share with her Nevaeh's Cake Creations and her gift and talent and, you know, her business. So we want you to, you know, support. And so you may have some questions or some concerns, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after the break, and we'll talk a little bit more to Natalie, and certainly you can speak with her as well. Now, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know what my favorite song on the playlist is, one of my favorite songs, and this is probably suiting to this, Kiara Shared, It Keeps Happening. Stay tuned and be blessed.
I won't apologize, no more feeling guilty about this good thing. Yeah.
Oh.
If you could just lift your hands and go with me here and say, I accept your blessing. I trust you with my future. Cause you're sing it. It's the best thing for me. We're just gonna go here and let's just take it all the way in and let's worship him. Sing it like you mean it.
Money is blessed. Why? Because the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow with it. We are to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. God has given us a business, a spiritual mind, as well as a business mind. And today, Natalie Townsend is sharing with us Nevaeh's Cake Creations. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800, and we have a caller on the line. Caller, how are you? God bless you.
Yes, good afternoon, Brother Thomas. God bless you. I'm just calling in to shout out, calling the sound, Natalie and Nevaeh. Myself and Ryan and Sean had the opportunity to meet this Fanatic team in Connecticut just a few weeks ago. We did try the strawberry shortcake, and it was absolutely amazing. And if anybody wants to try that strawberry shortcake, Natalie will be in town in just a few weeks. We're working diligently now to get her and Nevaeh into New York. So stay tuned, Reverend Townsend and the listeners.
Thank you, Brother Marlon, MPT Enterprise, for sharing with us. So, Natalie, are you there?
Yes.
So, you know, I guess you're preparing yourself for few days in our future, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right, so we'll be looking forward to that. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. What would you like to encourage our listeners with on today as we conclude this particular segment on Nevaeh's Cake Creations?
But what I would want to say is if you have anything that you want to do, don't be afraid to go for it. I took a while to really focus on what I wanted to do and really make my business happen, and I kind of lost time. So don't lose time. Just go for what you want. And if, as long as you trust in God, you will be successful.
Awesome. I think that is well said. Listeners, keep trusting in God, keep believing in God, and as Kiara Sheard said, it keeps happening for me. Open doors everywhere, and certainly God will open doors and make ways if you stay faithful and committed unto Him, because He is in control of everything. So once again, 619-924-0800, Natalie Townsend, today's special guest. And we just, as we conclude, we want you to give our listeners all of your information one more time.
Yes. So I have a website. It's NeveahsCakeCreations.com. That's NeveahsCakeCreations.com. I'm on Facebook and Instagram as Nevaeh's Cake Creations, LLC. And my phone number is 860-995-9218.
Awesome. Again, we thank you, Natalie Townsend. From where? Tell our listeners where you're from again.
I'm from Hartford, Connecticut.
Natalie Townsend, all the way from Hartford, Connecticut. And certainly that is a part of the tri-state area. So we are still connected. And certainly we thank you for sharing what God has given you to do, your gifts and your talents with Global Gospel. And we pray God's blessings on your life and all your business endeavors for you and your daughter. And certainly that you would continue to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, and that you would be able to continue to create generational wealth. We thank you, thank you, thank you again.
You're very welcome, and thank you for having me.
Thank you as well. God bless. Well, radio listeners, we want you to know if you perhaps missed anything that we said, all our shows are archived, and so you can tune in at the 2 p.m. hour immediately following this episode, and you can hear the entire show and interview in its entirety. I do want to share words of encouragement with you on this Saturday afternoon before we conclude. We have a few minutes left, and certainly I will be sharing with you from the book Gospel According to St. John, Chapter 9. And certainly after this selection, I will be back when Jesus comes. Stay tuned and be blessed.
The highway begging, his eyes were blind. The light he could not see. Clutched his rags, and he shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came, and he made that man's darkness
gloom. He takes the gloom. He'll take your gloom. He'll take your gloom.
St. John chapter 9, verse 18, and I'm going to skip around. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked him, saying, is this your son who you say was born blind? How then doth he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak for himself. These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was the Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, he is of age, ask him. Then again called the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? How open he thine eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not fear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? 5 says, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is the Lord that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, for judgment I am come unto this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Jesus said unto him, if ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth.
Gracious God, our Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share with our listeners. We pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart acceptable unto you, that someone is healed, delivered, saved, set free, and encouraged. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. For a brief thought, I need everyone that can and will to speak up. Speak up, and not only speak up, speak out. The year is 1968. James Brown and Alfred P. Wee Ellis come out with Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. The year is 1970. Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band come out with the album titled Express Yourself. And if anybody knows anything about, this is not about gospel music at this second, but if you know anything about R&B, rhythm and blues, funk, then you would know and be familiar with these words. And certainly, if you, like me, have been challenged in life, and there were some situations and some times and some seasons where you had to speak up and you had to speak out, certainly you can identify with these music legends. And certainly there are many times in our life when we have to remain silent and be silent and should be silent, but we have to speak up sometimes. And we have to let people know that our don't take our kindness or our silence for weakness. In this particular passage of scripture on today, we see a young man, and the young man is there with his parents. And certainly the religious leaders want to question his parents, and his parents really didn't want to get involved in the religious order of the day, or the business of the synagogue, or if you will, the business of the church, because organized religion, and I'm not against organized religion, but sometimes organized religion misses the point. And certainly we can't get so caught up in organized religion that we forget the Creator. We cannot miss God because of organization. And so this is what's happening here. And Jesus in his ministry had several conflicts with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious leaders and scholars who had studied scripture, but they did not apply scripture to their lives. They had a form of godliness, but denied the power thereof. And certainly this young man and his parents had an encounter with the true and living God, the God that heals, delivers, saves, and sets free, the God that opens blind eyes and unstops deaf ears and makes the poor rich, and certainly that gives those that have no shelter housing, that gives you a peace of mind that passes all understanding. And certainly they wanted him to denounce the miracle that has taken place in his life. They wanted him to denounce the change that had taken place in his life. They wanted him and his family to denounce the fact that now he was blind, but he could now see. And they really didn't have a problem with the fact that he was blind and couldn't see, even though that hadn't happened to him before or hadn't happened in that situation before. But they were upset with the person that did it. And so I say to you on today, when you stand up and you speak out, don't let anyone separate you from having a God encounter. The Bible says, I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God, not height, nor depth, not demons, not angels, not things past, not things present, or things to come. We should let nothing separate us from the love of God. And certainly if you know what God has done for you, you should speak up and speak out. You know, many times people try to silence us, even in the natural sense. They try to silence you on the job. They try to silence you within your family. They try to silence you within the religious community or the community, a world at large. But it is your job and your obligation to speak truth to power. And so when you acknowledge truth, when you speak truth, certainly you acknowledge God. John 14:6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Certainly, if you have no truth, you have no God. And certainly, we living in a day and a time where everyone is living in their own truth. But your truth may not be the truth. Your truth may not be the truth of God. It may not be true at all. It may be false. It may be a lie. It may be a farce. It may be non-existent. It may be your imagination. But the Bible tells us to cast down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And John 16:13 say, how be it, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. And certainly that is a reference to the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of God, the Comforter, the Paraclete, the one that walks with us. And so we need to acknowledge and hear and obey and take heed to the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. And certainly so many times people are focused on the wrong thing and the wrong situation. And certainly they wanted this man to back down. But the Bible lets me know in Matthew 11 and 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. You have to stand up, speak out, and sometimes you have to be a little forceful. You have to be aggressive. So you have to have boldness, and certainly you cannot walk with God and be a coward too. People that are in the military or in law enforcement, they carry weapons, not so much to use them. They carry badges not to use them, but it is a sign of authority. And certainly if you walk with the Spirit of God, you walk with authority. And so I encourage you today to stand up, to speak out, to be all that God would have you to be in this day, this age, this time period, this season, as this young man who had received Christ. He had received a miracle. And certainly the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Don't let people, naysayers, Pharisees and Sadducees, people that have studied and are ever learning and never come into the knowledge of truth, don't let them control your relationship with God. Don't let them dictate to you what your daily activities should be. Open your mouth, say something, and speak up as this blind man. Let the world know that, yes, Jesus saves, he heals, he delivers, he sets free. That healing is the children's bread, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. Open your mouth. Say something. Let people know that, yes, God is real. And, yes, I have something to share. And, yes, I am a witness. Stay tuned. Thank you for sharing this hour with Global Gospel. How sweet it is to share with our listeners the Word of God and the gifting of Natalie Townsend and the Bayer's Cake Creations. And certainly we would be remiss if we didn't allow Natalie to give some shout outs to today to her family and friends that are listening. Who would you like to shout out today, Natalie?
Well, first and foremost, definitely God. If it wasn't for my circle of friends, I would not be on this radio show. I definitely want to shout out Marlon. He definitely helped me with this, and he helped me prepare for this. And I definitely want to shout you out. You know, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're too kind.
I mean, this is a blessing. I mean, you can reach so many people this way. And being able to be on this show, even if it gets me, you know, one person to visit my site, at least I was able to talk to you and talk to everyone out there, and just to share my world.
All right. I think Mary J. Blige said that too, right?
That is right.
Well, we thank you for sharing your world with the world. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you again. Did you shout out Nevaeh?
I did not shout her out. She's the reason why I have my business. So shout out to my beautiful daughter, Nevaeh.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Which, I don't know if you guys know this, but Nevaeh is heaven spelled backwards.
We just learned something. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Heaven spelled backwards. All right. That's good news. Thank you for dropping that nugget with us today.
You're welcome.
All right. God bless you, listeners. Well, we are almost out of time. And again, thank you all for tuning in today. Remember to stand up and to speak out. Remember to support our brothers and sisters in business. Remember to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We thank you for sharing with us. My help, Angela Moss Poole, Danny Eason, Sweeter, When Jesus Comes, Sarah Jordan Powell, Brent Jones, Open Your Mouth and Say Something. And certainly we're going to conclude with a little Andre Crouch, Jesus Is the Sweetest Name. Thank you for MPT Enterprise, Marlon Townsend. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. All our shows are archived. Join us every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time. We are going to, Jesus Is the Sweetest Name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for sending your son Jesus, that we might have a right to the tree of life, that we might have access to all things, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We pray, God, for every listener today around the world, in the north, the south, the east, and the west. We ask that you continue to cover with your blood, to continue to keep a hedge of protection around us. For you said when you see the blood, that you would pass over. And so we thank you today for continued salvation, for healing and deliverance. We bind the enemy on every hand that came to steal, kill, and destroy. For you say, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And we loose your favor, your anointing, your prosperity. Bless us now in the city, in the field, going in and coming out. We thank you for all things, and if we fail to ask anything, please don't fail to grant it. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
the peace.